Good evening, folks, and I hope I make it through the show. It looks like I got hit with one of those special gifts that keep on giving. It's probably like Disease X or some other bioweapon. And looks like I'm kicking it. I've been using ivermectin, peroxide oxygen water inhaler, and my AquaCure. Just got it running, as well as some herbal teas and concoction. So I lost my voice for a few days, but it's hopefully it holds up. We will see. Little heads up, George Wiseman of AquaCure. Those who are having trouble, I took the device apart and found where the tube attaches to the metal chamber was blocked. So, I took a little drill and drilled it out, and the thing works great now. So, love it. So a lot of people said they're having problems here and there with it, but it's a quick fix. Excuse me. So anyway, we're going to talk about the Civil War brewing and with Texas and the big picture. So many of us, are we going to Civil War, with Biden refusing to maintain the operational control of the border and continue to release unvetted illegal immigrants, many of which are coming from hostile foreign governments, mental hospitals, and prisons, And there's a lot of major people. FBI, all these people are saying, hey, this is bad news. Something's getting ready to happen. And they're warning, but the present administration is not listening. But anyway, he was sending his guys down to cut the wire laid out by the National Guard, and they're doing the job he refuses to do by law. And he's in direct non-compliance with the Constitution and several other laws. When did that stop him? But he's abandoned his duty. And so Texas has every right to protect their people and America in general. So the increase in crime, rape, carjackings, murder, fentanyl, overdose, they're all epidemic right now. And I've been seeing videos that are pretty heavy duty with women just being raped and cops showing up, and it's a mess. It's they're overburdened. They're on overwhelm. With what's happening. So anyway, not a good idea. So, it's as if many politicians all the way to the top are in the back pockets of the cartels. And so that's a new revelation hitting the news recently. Listen to the Carrie Lake audios. Seems some very rich and powerful people asked her not to run, as senator and take a couple of years off. So the big question is, who are they and what do they have in mind for your future? And I think they're pretty tied into the open borders and the benefits of open borders, i.e. drug, child trafficking, and a few other things. So anyway, I think Carrie is one of the bravest, most articulate women of character I've ever seen. So hopefully it should be. Maybe she'll be vice president. That would be great, wouldn't it? Other politicians are puppets to the WEF, an unelected global elite who have the same open borders agenda, which can also be called the Take Down America plan. America, with its freedoms granted by the Constitution, stands in the way of the global elite's new world order, total dominance, control, and population reduction plan. And they've been very clear with this. They've just openly stated what their goals are, so it's a private club. You're not in it. Anyway, I was trying to see what else they have. I'm missing a spot here. I have a little problem with my computer. Anyway, we talked about the other politicians and the Take Down America plan. And here we go. Global warming through false profit-driven science is turning our youth violent and suicidal due to end-of-the-world predictions. This has done irreparable damage to the youth globally. These end-of-the-world prophecies were given from these posers of environmental posers. It was given from their beachfront homes while flying in their private jets with multiple SUV travel case. I mean, they have the arrogance and audacity to tell us we need to reduce our carbon footprint. For the record, their predictions have all come and gone. Oceans have not risen. Plymouth Rock is still at the same water level. The polar bears are thriving. And Bill Gates, in his own words, just admitted he probably has the biggest greenhouse gases footprint on the planet. So he admitted his personal flying alone is gigantic. So that was in his own words. So despite all this, socially engineered eco warriors lacking critical thinking are blocking roads, vandalizing stores, and gluing themselves to highways, serving the very people with a known history of polluting the air, water, and destroying the planet. So, little hint, eco warriors, you're being duped, used as throwaway in an elaborate extortion ring. So, listen up. I've said this many times. Climate change is driven by the sun. Volcanoes on land and undersea, changing ocean currents and the planetary tilt, period. Those are the drivers of climate change. And humans create 0.03 of the 0.04% of the CO2 in our atmosphere. It's negligible. So we're cooling and moving into a CO2 drought, according to the real science. So no CO2, no jungles, no forests, no farms. You want to get upset about that. So hold your fists up, curse the sun, the volcanoes, the ocean currents, the earth tilt, and then give billions of dollars to the Golden Elite to stop the sun, volcanoes, redirect ocean currents, and change the earth's tilt. Now do you see how socially engineered and duped you have become? It's unbelievable. They can't. They can't change this. Excuse me. These global elite megalomaniacs create division and violence between the races, religions, and genders. They release gain-of-function bioweapons. They're neither safe or effective vaccines, which all miraculously fit into their depopulation program. They're behind the rapid escalation of crime with rapes, murders, fentanyl poisoning, promoting the number one cause of death with black males, abortion. So now there's a statistic that should be raging through the black community, black democratic community. The endless wars are all brought about by the war on disease profiteers disguised as UN, NATO, WEF, the WHO, CDC, and other NGOs. It's time to wake up and stop serving the beast. And basically, it's obvious now. You can't miss it. So the standoff between Texas and the federal government is the standoff between those who want to take down America and those who want to preserve it. It's that simple. There are beings that are in the back pockets of the cartels and the WEF and the other guys, and they want to take down America. They want their new world order. And it's just really simple when you break it down. So if you want to know which officials are in the back pockets of the cartels, hostile foreign governments, and the global elite, watch who supports forcing the borders open and continuing with the open border policies. It's a giveaway. They're also behind the disinformation brute squads to eliminate the freedom of speech, attempts to disarm Americans, the global warming scam, higher taxes, the equity programs in areas where hire needs to go to the best qualified for public safety. If you're gender confused or transvestite of color, you can sit in the pilot seat of a major airliner with little or no training, according to these equity programs. Not a flight I want to be on. So anyway, pink tanks and high-heeled shoes don't last long on the battlefield. And so we need to hire the best qualified for public safety, period. End of story, I know if I need brain surgery, I'm going to seek out the best qualified, no matter what color, religion or gender. I'm not gonna take some guy that got shoved in there because he had all the equity qualifiers. It just doesn't work that way. Anyway, more in the news. Looks like Mel Gibson was just arrested hours after releasing the names of some Hollywood's well-known pedophiles and other pedophiles in high places in government, music, and other industries. He also released some very dark footage of them in action. So from what I've seen in the past, releases, it's not for the faint of heart. So hopefully he's out soon and they don't January 6th him, like they've done everybody else. According to the Q clock, the 27th is the day to pay attention. So and that's Saturday when this is airing. So, they're saying something big is unfolding. So, could it be full on civil war? VBS electronic broadcasting system finally kicking on. The new QFS banking system activated, ending the Fed. The days of darkness, power grids, and internet going down. No one knows the exact hour, so it's best to prepare for all the above. One last thing, the severe snow, ice, and freezing temperatures really took a toll on you, Seti. We're going to need some major cleanup and repair, so we could really use some donations. So get ready, to get ready for next season. So, there's a link to the donation site, at www.eseti, at our website. So, and thanks for all the support in the past. We had a lot of damage this year. So, thanks to that global warming, the pipes froze. It was major, double digits below, and some roof damage and a few other things happened. So, broken pipes and frozen everything. But I guess we'll never know the total damage until everything thaws out. It's not like it hasn't happened before. I mean, we've got to re-engineer something so we can stop that from happening. But anyway, again, we could really use your help. There's actually 25 states, going back to this Texas thing. There's 25 states that are totally in solidarity with the Texas National Guard and trying to keep this border shut. And so the what's going on is that we're headed into, unless Biden backs down, we are headed into a civil war. And I'm not saying that lightly. I'm not just trying to put people in fear mode. He sent some his border patrol guys down there to start cutting the wire, and they did. They cut the wire in one place, and they started just letting them through, all the people through, unvetted. Doesn't matter, rapist, murderer, it doesn't matter. Crazy, it's like, you come on in, and it's like, it's out of control. And so I know that the Texas National Guard is there now, and they're going to put an end to that. They're just going to say, you're out of here. Because, if they're not doing their job, and what they're doing is totally against the law, it's totally against the Constitution, and they have no right to do that, and they're putting the American people in danger. And so it has nothing to do with anything other than, their overlords that they've sold out to, basically. So it's time to look at the big picture and see what's really going on. I've been feeling things building up. I've been feeling a huge buildup of something. And I know, I guess Pluto's bringing up a lot of stuff. There's a planetary alignment that's happening. We just went through a full moon that brought a lot of stuff up. I know a lot of my stuff has come up too, and a lot of physical challenges. And some of these challenges, have been exacerbated by some whatever they're spraying in the air, because they're really picking up this chemtrail program. A lot of people getting sick around the country, so that got to put an end to that as well. But it's something big has to change, because we've lost our leadership. This is like a really bad Batman movie right now. It really is. Because our leadership, you've got the Joker and the Riddler and the Penguin, and you see these guys, and they could all be, stars, evil stars in a Batman movie right now with what they're doing. And they're maniacal. They're mentally ill. You look at them when they talk and everything. Some of these people are evil personified. I don't know who's in there, but it's lost all human It's lost all human decency. It's us all, lost all humanity, whoever's in some of these people right now. And they're megalomaniacs. All they care about is power and wealth and position. So anyway, that's going to be coming to an end here pretty soon. They're all going to be seen for what they are. Anyway, that's what I'm seeing. The ships are insane, the amount of ships that we've been seeing. I went out the other morning. I filmed the double right over the house, a couple cruising north and south, right down the highway. One came down right on the highway. It's getting crazy. And so, go out. I tell people, go out at 5 in the morning. This now the full moon is waning finally. When it gets down to a new moon, around the new moon, you want to go out and you'll see so much flying up there. So get ready, get ready for contact. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. Put it out there with the intent, and these benevolent and spiritually and technologically advanced beings will make themselves known to you. But it's up to us to initiate it. Not their job to come down and fix everything. We need to ask. But on that note, this is going to be a short broadcast, mainly because my voice is cracking in and out, and I'm still under the weather a bit. And so we're going to finish off with some beautiful UFO footage, show you some of the new UFO footage, and some other information, and also too, the new book came out, UFOs and the Origin of Religion and Man, and it's on Amazon now, finally. So you can go to Amazon and get that, and as well as all the other books, the Ultimate Soul Journeys on there, Becoming Gods, Reunion with Source, Anunnaki Return. They're all great books, and if you got all of them and read them, you'd probably be one of the most brilliant people on the planet. The only problem is you'd know too much. And so you have problems functioning in this socially engineered world we live in. But anyway, it'd be great to go ahead and buy the books and buy them for make gifts for your friends. The gift of consciousness, it just keeps on giving. These really change people, change the planet if we get enough of them out there. So and that's why I wrote them. But the those links are all up, and so anything you do to help keep the doors open, keep the heat on, keep the ice out and the snow, and keep the fires warm, greatly appreciate it. You get through. It's been challenging. I know a lot of other people have been challenging. I want to say, if you're really struggling, don't donate. If you're struggling yourself, don't put yourself in trouble. This is for people that have the means to do so. So anyway, on that note, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. Watch the skies, stay in the heart, and let your heart and soul guide you, and you'll get through these times. And just make sure you're on the right side of the fence when this all goes down, because there is a bifurcation of worlds happening. There's the upward spiral where people want to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and the planet. And they're in service to others, and the downward spiral of the self-serving, and they just want to control and dominate everyone and everything, and their world is coming to an end, and the new world is forming right now, and it's coming into fruition. So, but it's going to be a lot of chaos in between. So be ready for it. So on that note, have a great evening, and we'll talk soon. Good night. All right, so take a deep breath. Just breathe in love and joy and bliss. Breathe in the higher consciousness and energy. God, creator, great spirit, whatever name you want to give it. And just know that it, in its most unlimited understanding, it's pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. And that's what we want to focus on. And breathe out any of the troubles of the day, any challenges, come back to the present moment, release the past, forgive everybody, and just get back into that true state, which is at one with the source. And breathe in again and take a few deep breaths. And we welcome all entities in love and light. We speak to you from the Lord God of our beings and telling you all you are healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. You're filled and surrounded in the Christ light and the Christ love, free from the earth vibration. And we ask the beautiful many to escort you to your highest expression, your perfect place. Go in peace. For those who are just not wanting to go and hanging on, and if you do not come in the name of the Christ, we insist that you leave, and we call on Archangel Michael, Bacal, the Lion Beings, Andromedans, Pleiadians, Orion Council of Light, to escort you to your perfect place. And again, go in peace. Take a deep breath and just release everything out of your field and see your whole auric field cleansed, opening up. You can put a rainbow energy into it, put golden light, green light, whatever you want. Just see your total aura filled with light. If you still feel something hanging on, then do the prayer again. Sometimes we do it more than once. And again, it's on the website. All right. So, on that note, have a great evening. Keep your fields clear. Pay attention. Go by character and by action and forget about all the social engineering going on. And don't get whipped into a frenzy by the media. We know who owns them. Yeah. So keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and we'll get through these times. Good night.